And I hear a clear message from Paul Kane. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Lisa.
I think we should. I think we should send a clear message that the time frame that's been described isn't achievable.
Lisa, do you want to go? I wanted to send out a reminder of today's call, but it got stuck in my email box.
Yes.
We do have the regular Adobe room.
Yes.
You want me to forward you the Adobe room? Otherwise, you can use it from last week.
I'm in there now.
Okay, you're in. Okay. Sorry.
So Christina sent out the reminder, and I forgot about the call. So that's why, and I landed this morning from Washington, so I'm
I know. I know, and that's why I sent it out Friday, but it got stuck in my email outbox.
So we do have an agenda, at least.
Yeah.
Yes, I can only I can only join for half an hour.
Yeah.
So, but yes, but I don't know if you've seen the statement that Jonathan and I sent out earlier.
I saw it, but I don't know if the others have seen it.
Earlier when?
That was this night.
This night.
It was sent
it's day
out
here, you know.
at half past or 1 o'clock, 1 point that is 2:08.
25, yeah.
It's, yeah.
What I'll do is I will forward this to the IST, say to this group anyway.
Yes, please do. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
And another thing, just one question, Lisa. When will it be made public?
This one? It is public.
Okay, that's good. No, because
it's sent to the CWG stewardship, so it's a public statement.
No, because otherwise we want to include it and say reference it in the say on the CCNSO website so everybody can see it.
Yes, yes, you can do that now because it's been sent out to the group this night, Monday night.
Okay.
Or the night between Sunday and Monday. So it's sent to the whole CWG stewardship, and then it's public. You know, it's 100 people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. I will forward it to the ISTAC group, so you will receive it anyway, but the others on this say from this in preparation of Wednesday's call will receive it as well. So
I heard your statements of the time, Paul, and there will be some discussions regarding the time, but we're not going to be able to announce any plans until on Thursday. So, because we need to have a discussion with the ICG first.
So Lisa, I think you're doing an amazingly good job. I'm not criticizing you.
No.
What I want to emphasize is the number of people that are capturing this process who have no knowledge of what IANA does. They are they're trying to overcomplicate a very simple task, and it's turning into a power grab. And I think we, the users, the customers of the IANA, need to take ownership and deliver a proposal and let the others criticize it. But guess what? If the at-large people wish to criticize something which they do not actually use, their voices should not be a driving factor. The Allen guy, I've met him in Frankfurt for the first time, has no clue about, well, certainly the IANA function. I don't know why everyone is listening to him. He's so off the page, it's ridiculous.
Who was off the page, sorry?
Alan Greenberg.
Alan Greenberg.
Greenberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a part of the multi-stakeholder model that you need to listen to all.
Listen, but don't actually. We're being led down a path which potentially ends up with ICANN, or there's nothing against ICANN. We're being led down a path where the IANA function is being turned into a social engineering feat. The IANA is a technical function.
Yes. Why do you think we're being led down that path? Is it because we're looking at the internal ICANN solution, or is it because Alan Greenberg has so much speaking time within the group, or why do you see this trigger?
So everyone is one. There seems to be a desire to create permanent standing committees. Now, I would argue that the reports are already out there today. The IANA does a good job. The staff today at IANA do a good job. They publish the reports, and customers are able to review those reports and comment on them appropriately. If they're proven not to be, if IANA fails, then historically there has been a name and shame approach, which means IANA does actually address its concern or address the community's concerns very efficiently, or it has in the past. We're creating a great big organization that, rather than addressing the problem efficiently, will just trigger yet another meeting to talk about nothing rather than address the problem. Is risking creating a ginormous body. This is...
Well, we don't know that yet, I must say. Paul, did you send in comments to the public consultation?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't know the survey was on. I have to say, I was traveling, as you know. I didn't know the survey was on, but I haven't sent any comments in on the public. No, I haven't, because I was very impressed with Frankfurt. I thought Frankfurt was well run. I thought the outcome of Frankfurt was a lightweight body, and it sort of is going off on a slightly different. Well, it's going off on a very different route.
But there is, no matter what you're saying about the lightweight solution, there is another obstacle, and that is that we have one third that are against the contract co-solution. So whatever weight any of those bodies are having, if it's only two people or 40 people, there is resistance against the contract co, and that's considerable. So you need to find, you need to see where we can find consensus, and actually that's what's been trying to be accomplished by having the RFP 3B that Alan is, not Alan Greenberg, but Alan from CIRA, he's a coordinator of that one. And it could be good if you could join some of those calls and try to raise this concern about having those huge organizations or groups that are standing committees. And I agree, we want it to be simple. Sorry, and I interrupted Stefan. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm having a little different take on this than Paul maybe, but to start with, I thought actually the method of the meeting these last 2 days was quite a good one, because we identified at least common ground and where there will be easy to have consensus, and that is actually a big step forward. So I'm happy about that. And as Paul is saying, there's always the born English speakers that dominance the calls, of course. So I've actually withdrawn from speaking almost entirely and just giving my remarks by written input instead in the chat, because that is easier for me. So there is one dimension about how the meetings are run, and that is that yes, the native English speakers are always dominant in the meetings, and that's per se. But I'm not that worried as Paul is, because I also saw the outcome of the surveys the written surveys. And this is, if you maybe remember this, Lisa, that I argued about written procedure, and that is because since I'm because of language, I'm a bit crippled in my reactions. So I always tend to like written responses, and that's putting on the game as well. But the other Alan, as we're talking, if we should talk about him when he's not present, he's taking a lot of time, and so are the others. So maybe for a more constructive way, their input could be limited because it's Alan and Milton. They have almost half of all the time, and that is it's becoming almost not efficient to have them on because they comment everything all the time. So
maybe may I add a little bit more context to what you're saying, Staffan. What I've noted and seen is, and maybe that's something for you, the three of you and the rest of the group to consider, Alan is put forward as the spokesman of at large. And in some of the calls, what I've noticed is that, and you could see this a little bit in Frankfurt, is that, say, at large or ALAC is trying to coordinate its activities. So, and Alan being the native speaker and being the chair of ALAC is putting, claiming a lot of time, say, almost representing the full ALAC. And they try to present a full view, and Alan is very aware, say, he has the ability of speaking, being a native speaker. But, say, in that sense, they have they put in a very, very coordinated effort, and through that, they're able to push their argument forward. Going back a step, say, what you just said, Paul, is, say, please note that, say, the ALAC proposal or alternative is also supported by some of the CCTLD submissions, a minority or half of them. So that's driving the split as well. So it's not as easy to isolate ALAC as a non-affected party.
I see. Yeah,
That's my take on it, at least, if you, or what I see.
So the issue we have is, I just think we're making this thing unnecessarily complicated and so open to capture. And the reality is, if IANA misbehaves, I mean, IANA is only looked at today by about 30% of the globe. Now, we have to keep the myth going that 100% of the globe look at it. My problem is, the myth is what gives, quote, strength to this private sector model. But the reality is very different. My concern is, if stupid proposals are put forward that, okay, get consensus, the market reality is they will, the IANA as control lever will just completely evaporate. Is strategically worthwhile, valuable, the IANA is perceived, I know it's a myth, but I know it's perceived as being a control point. So I'm just concerned that the CC community needs to have a stronger voice, needs to have a proposal
which
CC can rally around, and we actually get people to endorse that view. Because I think there's a consensus around having a simple, efficient, robust IANA service. But when it comes to having all these permanent standing committees with job creation forever, we don't want a committee. We want the thing fixed now. I mean, they had a bug. They had a problem the other day when their passwords were nicked. All right? We need to know about that really, really quickly. One, so we can disable that function, because it potentially can be a two-way communication channel. We don't need to have a committee to ascertain how it was done. We just need to fix it. So, So I'm just concerned. I think we as a CC community should put forward a proposal.
I could tell you what I've been doing. I've been participating in the RFP3 for a bit, and I've been arguing a little bit more than before, and especially more than Frankfurt, arguing about minimalistic approach, etc. So I'm not sure if it has any effect at all. I've provided it mainly in written form in the chat. So I don't know what
it
is.
I will lost, also. I have seen it, but I think it's getting lost, and that's my concern.
Yeah. And this goes, Paul, this goes back to what Stefan just said, and in fact, you reach is that, say, because the conversation is, I would say, quote-unquote, overwhelmed, either by mail or on in the chat itself, or say, in the spoken bit by the native English speakers, they set the tone. So in order, and Paul, I know you're reiterating, say, your point of view, which is very consistent, but somebody should be able, and Lisa can't do it because she's the chair, but reiterate that point of view and drive it through all the arguments if you as a group think that's worthwhile. And that is, say, what I see, is in that sense the voice of the CCTLD in speaking time, because that determines a lot of what is happening, is a little bit lost when, say, since you've been on, go back to the Frankfurt meeting. Frankfurt, in that sense, was a very good, it was a very good signal, how you call it, you could see the temperature of how the things work. It is, yeah, you've got the natural ability to express yourselves very quickly in your native language, and that's unfortunate as it is, but that's the way it is. And I think go back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I just would like to come back to the two issues. One is timing. The first issue. Let's carry on with that theme. In my opinion, the CCTLD voice and the need to have an efficient IANA service. Simple IANA and efficient IANA service has been lost. Now, somehow we need to recapture that ground, and certainly now I'm back in England. I'm in England for January, but I will be vocal most certainly. But I think the direction of travel is against a simple approach, because it is currently against a simple approach.
I don't think it's on purpose, because a lot of the comments were stating the same that you are, and I think the RFP3B will try to make it less complex and less huge committees, and I think we should also try. What you could do is actually state this on the list to Greg, who's working on RFP3, and say we kind of would like to go back to the Frankfurt basic solution. Like that.
I've already volunteered for 3B, so I will join.
Yeah, but
maybe Paul should do as well.
Yeah, that's one, but you need to speak up on the list and hammer it in.
Yes.
Just mentioning it once doesn't work. So that's, I think, maybe Lisa, you agree, that's the strength, in fact, of Alan and Milton and others. They keep on hammering it in.
But if that's the case, it's not a very good meeting agenda, meeting form, because then we need chess watches or something, because we can't have that kind of negotiation, if we will call it that. It's not a proper way to do it.
But it's simple psychology. The more thing is said.
Why should we accept it?
You should not accept it, but you need to play the game. Be there or be square. So for me, I think if you guys would write on the list, I can also raise it as a chair. It makes it so much easier for me to pick up and say, I see a lot of concern from my fellow CC members on the list. I don't see it being heard anywhere. What are we doing about this? So if you and Paul could do it on both lists, you could do it on RFP3B, and Paul could do it on the RFP3, because I agree, we don't want this to grow. We want it to be simple. And I think that's also one of Martin Boyle's points. So I don't think we're alone on this. We just need to get this, you say, hammered in.
Yeah, that's my language. But yeah, but I'm Dutch.
Yeah. So what do you feel about this, Paul?
Sorry, Paul.
I'm in agreement. I'm in 100% agreement. The other issue is one of timing. And I think we need B, not the ICG or any of this bullshit. We, as the that use the service, need to make very clear that we are not in a position to support, endorse, propose a single option at this point. And if you want it to come from NTIA, that can be arranged. But the point is, the community.
I want you to post this on list, too.
Yeah.
You know, the more you do on list, the more I can pick up and bring. But that position is shared by everyone. So you're not alone on this. The only thing is, you need to have the politics in place. So you need to have the meeting with the ICG before you make anything public. And Jonathan and I need to have that call with the ICG, and we will have that before our meeting on Thursday, and we'll get back.
I have to say, I, as you know, I work in a dictatorship situation. I run a company. Stuff happens when I say jump. I'm not used to working in this whole bullshit world that we seem to be moving into now. But the point is, the proposal that we put forward needs to be able to address our requirements. And I don't think, I think it would be helpful if the CC community, that's the five of us, were actually to put down in writing what we actually want. And then it gives the five of us a framework to work around to say, this is what we would like to achieve. The five of us do it, and we go out advertising the story. The Vika guy hasn't been around for ages. I think I'll have a word with Barak, or whatever his name is, to see if we can get Vika engaged. But we do need to...
Vika is returning tomorrow. Yeah.
Are you
okay, he's been holding as well.
Eric,
think of that as a proposal. To come up with a CC proposal.
It's going to be very late in the process, so I'm not sure it will have the effect you want. But anyway, go ahead. I would rather see that you use your energy on list trying to reshape the proposal so it looks more like the Frankfurt proposal. I think that would be...
Lisa, like this. Stuff on here. I tried to have some drafting already in October, but I found no support for it. And actually, I do agree. Joining the list, that is playing on Milton and Alan's terms, and that takes two of our full times to do that. Just accepting the game of the fates is not a good way to negotiate things, but by exhaustion. So then there must be another way to get forward on this than just being on the list and trying to match them. Because
Staffan,
we won't
Staffan,
win that.
Staffan,
I will
Paul,
make a proposal. Yes.
The good thing is of creating this new group, and this is, if you join up front, you can set the terms of how the discussion will be run, together with Alan McGilvery, because he's coordinating it, and together with, because there will be a lot of CCs on that list.
Uh-huh.
And I think the game of these lists is that you say what it's a first mover's advantage. Once you set the tone, then it's going to be according to your rules and not the rules of others.
Oh.
I hear you, Bart, and I agree with you in part. The only thing is the tone has been set elsewhere. We're on the back foot currently.
Yeah, I agree with you, Paul, and that's why I say that's the good thing of having this new group. Because they will say as the way it's framed is they will work on the ultimate proposal.
What is the alternate proposal? I've heard many.
The alternate proposal is, maybe Lisa, you can explain better, otherwise I'm a bit distorted, probably.
About?
The alternate proposal, RFP 3B.
I just lost track here, sorry. You want me to explain how the proposal is made, or...
No, what it's supposed to do. What's the purpose?
Well, the purpose is that, well, Alan is going to, he's going to have all the ones that are opposing to the contract co trying to make a proposal that kind of flesh out what is needed if you have an internal ICANN solution. So do we need to alter the bylaws? Do we need to have another mechanism? Do you need an MRT? Do you need a CSC? And how will you actually make that proposal? And can you make a proposal that will make the one that are afraid of not having the separability safe, so they kind of like that proposal. So it's going to be, it's to give it a chance to see, because we have, you have the ICANN board that's very much against the contract co, and you actually, before the ICANN board came in, you had a third of the comments that were against it. So
the ICANN board is obviously going to be against something that doesn't give them power. And so that's a given. But you had two-thirds, and I'm not saying contract co is a good idea, incidentally. I am saying it's worthy of exploration. But I think it is, it is a given you had two-thirds that were in favor of contract co.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we're now creating a group to try and appease the ICANN board's concerns. I don't care about the ICANN board. What's the ICANN board got to do with anything? Genuinely. I don't want to be subject to ICANN.
Paul, it's also a concern of a lot of your peers.
Yes.
Yeah, no, but my point is we should be able to come, like IANA today, or the NTIA's role today, there are those that wish to be subject to the ICANN rules, whatever they are, and there are those that do not wish to be subject to them. And both can live today in harmony and with respect for each other's perspective. The thing that I am worried about is that you are running the risk of putting ICANN as a control point. And the moment ICANN becomes a control point, it will be captured by governments. Unless that is the objective. But that is not my objective.
What the groups are trying now is to try and draft two proposals and not make this slow the process down. Of course, it will slow it down a little bit, but I think we're trying to find out which elements can you agree on. And from the meeting in the weekend, it seems that everyone could agree on the CSC and almost everyone could agree on an MRT. The MRT is not fleshed out so you can say it's completely agreed upon, because, as you say, it seems that it could grow to to be huge? And do you want MRT to be a standing committee, or you want it to be ad hoc, or what do you want it to be? And that's still not clear, but I think there's still some work to be done on that. And then you have the IAP, that's very... there is diverge opinions about this within the CC group, as I hear it. Some CCs like it, and others hate it. They don't think it should be there. So that's going to also be one of the things that we need to consider what to do with. And then we have the contract code that is the absolutely barrier to getting any consensus at the moment. So having this...
Has anyone taken advice on the contract code?
No, but it's going to be... actually, we're going to ask for legal advice very, very fast. So, and that's going to be also... talked about in more details on the meeting on Thursday. We're working on it, so trying to find out who to ask, what questions to ask, because we should do this. And that's also one of the points from, and if you read the statement, that's in the statement too. Legal advice is very important on both. It's on the contract co and also on the ICANN internal solution. So it's not, Paul, I would really like you to be very vocal in this, because I think it's very important that you raise your voice now, because it's now we have to do it. And I kind of fear that if we do a proposal, an actual proposal, as you are suggesting, it'll take too long time to have a proposal that we can agree on, everyone. And within the CC group, and it's gonna be it might drown. So what I really think is a better way is to start announcing on the list that what we wish to see. And you could take the offset in the meeting this weekend and saying, and in the statement and saying, I can see we're. We haven't got a new time plan yet, but I'm concerned, and I think there's no way we can make it with this time plan.
No, I'll do both of those things. I gladly do both those. I have been active, as you know, both on the list, raising concerns,
and
also vocally. But the point is that Stefan raises, which is very valid, is that Stefan's preferred modus operandi is to write stuff to the list. That isn't working. The vocal.
Oh, no. Stefan hasn't writing. He's been writing in the meetings, but you also need to write on the list during, between the meetings.
I'm not saying it in a derogatory way. I'm just saying the point I'm making is the CCs are in a minority in any event. The process so far seems to be very vocal from parties that have never been customers of the IANA and are trying to make the IANA inefficient by creating jobs for themselves. That is not what it's about. A third or fourth proposal could be to distribute the role of IANA. There's no need for one IANA. You could have many. There used to be a number before. That's another proposal. So you have the inefficient corner and you have the efficient corner. Bingo. Done. So there are many different flavors, but I will write in, as requested, on the timing issue and trying to get back to a simple Frankfurt proposal. I will participate, if you could sign me up, Bart, to the 3B list, wherever that is, if I'm not signed up already.
Just
signed up for 3.
Paul, just send an email to the group, to the list. That's more that's needed. That's all that's needed. Grace will send you up. And I can inform Grace that you want to be on that group, but it's easier you sign up yourself. Just send an email to the stewardship list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all that's needed.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm very... I think it's very good that you raise these issues now, because we need to... It's now or never, and we need to really catch it now.
By the way, I don't think it is now or never, by the way. I think if it turns out to be don't raise them and something goes ahead, the only mm-hmm. other thing is the nuclear option, which is you go to NTIA and say this isn't right, and they throw it back at us. So
yeah.
It's not a now or never. We've got to get it right.
I agree about that, but I agree. What I'm trying to say is that you or we as CCs need to raise our voice now, because if we don't do it now, it's now or never, because then we will be just, you know. So it's not about the proposal. That's another story. So, but yes. I have to leave now, because this is actually 8 minutes past what I've been.
Lisa, just one question. Will you be on the, I think you've accepted, say, do you want me to raise this again at the ISTAC call as 2 points for discussion with the Fuller group and also with the accountability people? Because
that's
a broader group.
Yes.
So that's that one. And you want to have a call next week, same time as well?
I think it would be good.
And then we'll send out a more, say, so you will receive an invite. That's the only two things I had. And Paul, will you will you send an email, or otherwise I can send it to Grace informally. I will do it anyway and copy you in. But if you can send it to the full list, then people are aware you're back on track here, or back in the saddle.
Okay,
again,
I'll do that.
This one.
That's
yeah.
3B, isn't it, you said? 3B.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'll do that gladly. Thank you very much, Lisa. I think you're doing a really good job. I think it's exhausting.
Yep.
I certainly could not do that job. So well done you. But it's,
oh, thank you. But it is exhausting.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, thank you. And have a nice day, both of you, or the three of you. So four, whoever's on the call. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
take
bye.
Care. Thank you,
yes,
Lisa.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Stefan.
Yes.
Now, I agree that you have been making valuable written contributions. The only problem I see is they aren't being read, they're being ignored, and everything.
Yeah.
And I know Lisa has indicated that we would not get consensus if we did our own proposal. But I think what would be helpful, if you are willing to draft very briefly, no more than two A4 sheets of paper, what you think is a workable solution, send it to me, and at least you and I can be on the same page. We can see if we can get the other two on the same page.
Yeah.
And at least we have a coordinated approach from the four of us. There's only four of us effectively now, because Lisa's out of the
way. It is.
Yeah, and you
two
may,
of them
you
are...
May, yeah, sorry. And you may want to include Martin as well, because he's been vocal.
Martin at SIDN.
No, yeah, Martin at SEDN and Martin
yes.
Boyle.
Okay, Martin Boyle as well. Okay, I see. Okay,
Paul,
so
just one. Yeah, Paul,
so
one
I
thing,
have,
Martin.
I have a small issue. So Martin Boyle, and you can do whatever you want. Martin Boyle is very pro the government.
Hmm.
And I have a small issue with being pro the government. I have no issue if the government has nationalized the CCTLD. That is theirs to do with what they want. But if the government has not nationalized it, in other words, paid no money for it or whatever, they should not be able to seize an asset that is owned in the private sector. Now, within the GAC, the GAC get that. The GAC understands my concern. But they don't want to be the civil servant that raises the issue, because they would get shot in their domestic nation market. Hmm. So the problem I have is the GAC are gaining power or strength by the sector. And I work for government. I'm not worried. I'm worried about the significantly weaker CC or the weaker organization. So my concern is, I think it would be better initially, if you wouldn't mind, Stefan, keeping the group small, just to the four elected people or five elected people, and then we go out and consult with people on a wider basis. The two Martins, we go out to Alan, we go out to others, but at least we get some consensus amongst ourselves, because at the moment our voice, we don't even have a common strategy.
And that's And
no,
that's
really annoying.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Mm. And maybe Paul, maybe it's something to consider, and as just an advice. Say, I think if you look, and I've seen the most of the submissions, and see been most on the calls, is the real strength is keep on hammering. It needs to be simple, simple, simple. Whatever solution you come up with, and it needs to. And it needs to be, in terms of the NTIA, affected parties, directly affected parties. So that's the
yeah.
G and C registries. The rest is fine and nice, but that needs to be hammered in constantly. And that's
right
been lacking that voice.
I agree. You're 100% right. When the original proposal was drafted, it was affected parties or impacted parties.
Yeah,
and,
say use the language in the NTIA requirement, and that's one. And secondly, say if you start from that point, it's easier to build up a model where you can see. And at the end of the day, it really, say in my view, but that's going into solution mode, whether you have contract co or another thing doesn't matter, as long as, say, operational stability is warranted. And no grounds for capture.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm with it. Okay,
yeah,
the final thing is automation.
Yeah.
Yes.
I spoke with Tim Davis before Christmas with respect, or in fact, he gave a presentation, a very good presentation. He's a very good guy. With respect to where they were on automation, I think it would be helpful if. IANA's intention to automate specific functions be publicly made clear sooner rather than later, because then it gives an opportunity for the CC community to endorse the current operator of the IANA function to continue their good work. At the moment, all this talk about... Yes?
And I think you're completely right, but raise this through the CWG, because that allows Bernie to ask Kim directly and report back to the CWG itself. And that strengthens your argument.
I was hoping it would... Okay, I will do it, because if it's just the CWG, the five of us, that's fine. But I want the initiative to come from IANA staff, saying, yes, we're doing it, it is coming. Because then all the naysayers that say we need to have an independent... I genuinely think there is benefit in having an independent entity determining who should run the IANA. I don't like contract co, because I don't understand the ramifications of it. But it is sensible as a matter of trying to say to those people that claim that ICANN is a cartel, that the linchpin is outside of its control, therefore it can't be. The moment you place the IANA within and the processes of being controlled by IANA, stand by for a significant backlash from those legal jurisdictions who are concerned about cartel-type operation. But so my point is, I was just thinking behind the scenes, if IANA were to say to the community, this is what we're doing, this is our timetable for automation, it would... all those naysayers would get killed off, and we would all endorse the current operator of the IANA function. Not ICANN internal, I hope, but certainly endorse the status quo.
I think that maybe that's something to raise as well, if you look at it from that perspective. What I've seen on the list... But what I've seen on the list to date, say there is a bit of a discussion of whether or not to run an RFP at start if you go down the path of contract co. There is no discussion whatsoever, even going through the surveys and stuff, and you may say, please confirm or disagree, but there is no discussion whether or whether not ICANN should run the IANA function, so there is no real discussion around transferring it out. So, and the point you're raising, say, reinforcing that ICANN is doing a proper job, I think the vast, vast majority on the CWG and outside confirms this. So that's not really a point of discussion. It might kill off the discussion of starting, if you go down the path of Contract Co.
I don't want to suggest an RFP route, because remember last time there was an RFP, Newstar put a bid in. Newstar put a bid in, and then miraculously the Newstar bid had to be pulled, so ICANN was the only one left standing. Newstar, for example, is hungry for work at the moment. I hope none of this is recorded, by the way. Isn't being recorded, is it?
No, it's not, I believe. No.
Good. That's good.
Otherwise, we skip this part. The part since Lisa left.
So the point is, I'm not in favour of RFP because there are people out there who could do the IANA function and probably could do it quite well. But the fact, if you have a process administered by ICANN staff, endorsed by ICANN, sent through to ICANN, it smells of something not quite right. And so it would undermine the whole process.
No, but going, say, that's part of the discussion around Contract Co. or whatever it is, whether or not there should be an initial RFP. And say, your argument, if I say framing it from that perspective, kills the idea of having an initial RFP. Because that would destabilize it anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I started some drafting already, so I'm trying to.
I think we're done on this. I think if you wouldn't mind, Stefan, that would be helpful. Let's see if we can do stuff. Stefan and I will work on stuff behind the scenes. We'll share it with the others, and you, of course, Bart. We'll share it with the others behind the scenes. Once we've got something that's a bit palatable, we'll go out and solicit more views.
Yeah, and it's something, at a very high level, maybe to raise, and other topics as well, say the two topics around timeline and the, and that's an action item for me, to include in the draft agenda for Wednesday, the ISTAT call, is a timeline.
We have a call on Wednesday.
I've sent you an invite.
8:00 UTC.
Yeah.
Wednesday evening.
I've sent you an invite.
Sorry?
In the evening.
Sent you an invite on Friday. So it should be in your inbox, Paul, and it's an invite, a calendar invite.
Eric is just writing saying, can he join the call? Well, the call's finished now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Just say it's finished.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's 8:00 in the evening on Wednesday the 14th.
And we will send out, a dial-in reminder, and I forward it, and the same email, you should be subscribed on the ISTAC, is I forwarded the chair statement of the weekend.
Okay, that's fine. I'm actually in the Parliament on the Wednesday. I will try and make that. I should be able to make it, but
But Stefan can raise the points as discussed right now.
Sorry, I wasn't listening again.
So if need be, you can raise the point, Paul, this raised today and on Wednesday evening's call as well, if Paul can't make it.
I may not be able to. I'm in London that day, and I've actually got lunch with the Prime Minister, which is very nice. It's for my wife's birthday. I might be late coming back because I've got afternoon things to do as well. So I might make it, I might not. But if I don't, feel free to raise the issues that have been raised in this call.
Good. I'll start to try to draft something and send to you. Let's take it from there.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye all.
Cool. Thanks.